Blog Talk Radio.
El Trumpo. President Trump. Waiting to hear from you. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Did you watch the Super Bowl? I got to tell you, I was very disappointed. This is worse than when Janet Jackson gave milk through the flap trap door. I could do that show for 20 bucks. I could create that whole mess for 20 bucks. To top it off, the Super Bowl was won by two white guys. There goes my freedom card. I can hear the SS running up the stairs. It's time to adjust sports levels, folks. Take Chi-Com basketball, Chinese Communist basketball. Once the player height level becomes 5 feet, white guys will win everything. I have to order bigger shoes. pick a number from 9 to 13. Stuff the rest of the shoe with paper. Those who divide us will enslave us. Communism is slavery. We're the Spirit of America Party. We go back to 1776, and we solved the slave problem in 1865. How many troops were in the field freeing slaves? How many white guys? What do you think? 2 million? 4 million? Opposed by 2 million from the South? And only 6% owned slaves, all the rest were sharecroppers. But all of a sudden, the white man is bad. It is sad. So I watched the Super Bowl, and it was only two guys playing. Brady from the Buccaneers, and his Polish friend who came out of retirement to help him win another Super Bowl, Gronkowski. And those two guys, they scored the most points. I felt sorry for Mahone. I really did. I felt sorry for him. Because he's good. He's good. And I heard today that when Brady was winning Super Bowls, Mahone was 6 years old. Look at that, huh? He'll do good. He's got to rest up and patch up some wounds. He didn't have the team that Brady and Gronkowski had. But he was very good. This guy could throw a pass laying down. He was really good. I enjoyed him. And he had a spirit that never lost his cool. Didn't pee and moan. Just get out there and play the ball. But the commercials all sucked. They were all racist. They're trying to create an image in the United States that whites are evil people and that the blacks have been oppressed. I told you. 4 million guys hit the battlefield, all white, to free the slaves in 1865. And the communists are still playing the race card. Those who divide us will destroy us and enslave us. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. We better get together soon because there's a lot of people out there that are selling us out. Everything that Trump put together for success, they're unraveling. They don't want his name on anything. They're taking him down like they took all those statues down. There are 65 goals in the Communist Party that were read into the congressional record in 1962. And one of them is infiltrate both parties and take them over. In 1973, the last communist candidate for the presidency was a guy named Gus Hall. Gus Hall, upon failing, told his party, the Communist Party, get into the Democrat Party and take it over. And that's what they've done. Do you know how long they've been working on the black community to go communist? Since 1914. That's at the beginning of the Russian Revolution. They infiltrated the Negro Garagemen's Association in Queens, New York. That's how long they've been busting out those race cards. And like I say, if we fall, there's nobody taking us in. China has about 6 black guys in the whole country. Russia has probably 8 black guys in the whole country. They're not taking anybody in. Liquidation is their terminology. So, and here's something else. The last words you will hear as a fallen American is not shoot the black man and shoot the white man and shoot the Latino, shoot the Oriental. The last words that you will hear are kill the Americans. So if you're going to die like one, why not live as one? I'm going to jump to a tune. I'm going to dedicate it to the last president who set us up to succeed. And the election was stolen with the help of the fifth column in the United States. We miss you, President Trump, and we do love you. You're the first president that people shouted, "We love you."
Out of sight, out of mind. Oh, the story goes. You forgot I out of mind. You found someone new, but I can't change my love the way that you do. Forget if I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind.
Got to be careful about the good intentions of bad people. I'm noticing right now that conservative websites are really not conservative websites. They're newcomers and they're all popping up with words like liberty and freedom. But when you go to blog on them, they block you from putting up any photos. Yet they have a little camera down in the lower right-hand corner to upload your photo. But when you do that, a message pops up, "We don't accept photos." And here they're talking freedom of speech. And how many people are now spotting messages they never got before, like, "Your message is being moderated." Or, "You're 80% caustic." The secret police are running the internet. So, I'm watching the Super Bowl, and they go to halftime, and it was the sorriest halftime I ever saw. I could have done that whole halftime for $20. Pepsi, you blew all your money. Nothing patriotic about your soda, buddy. So, who did they have? They had Bruce Springsteen. So you know what Bruce Springsteen is famous for? Born in the USA. born in the USA. And all the jerks go, born in the USA. Hey, man, that's patriotic. Until you get to the second verse that nobody knows about. And what are the lead words? Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Second verse of Born in the USA. Before Nam, Americans were sent to Korea to kill North Koreans and Chinese to save South Koreans. Race was not a factor, only to communist entertainers. Today, South Korea is wealthy and well-fed. Our cost to save Korea from communist slavery, yes, slavery, was 33,600 American lives. That is 33,600 flag-draped coffins, 33,000 flags that 47 senators voted to burn 45 days before 9/11. Comrade Springsteen is no Roy Orbison. Play Running Scared. Spirit of America Party, a radio show. I'll give you a little marching music. The next lady we're going to pay a tribute to, her name is Kate Smith. She was a songstress for the World War II generation, and they all loved her. She didn't have a racist bone in her body. But after she had been dead for 30 years, the communists accused her of being a racist. And once the racist label comes out, you can't erase it. But she introduced a song that united the people like never before. And like I say, she was a good woman. But a good woman in the United States today is a threat to the Communist Party. So let me find Kate Smith.
Hello, everybody. I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
Light from above.
Beautiful. So, having said that, I'm going to dedicate the next song to a gospel singer who lived a very short life. I think he died at 40 years old. I often wondered, whatever happened to him? He was great. And he passed on when he was 40 years old. And this is a song about treating women right. And there's a lot of people out there that could learn how to treat a woman right. Here's a tune by five Air Force guys. They're called the Del Vikings. They go back to the 50s.
Is it any wonder why my skies
once in a while, when you're exhausted from being propagandized by the networks and you want a break, try EWTN. Just pop in for a look-see, see what they're up to. So once in a while, something will catch your eye and keep your interest for about a half hour. And it's something different. It's something real. So, I got two tunes I'm looking at. One in a Million and Only the Lonely by Roy Orbison, who is much better than a Bruce Spring, what's his name? I'm going to give you Roy Orbison.
Dum, 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 dum.
Greatest Generation is almost all gone now. And one thing you don't know about the Greatest Generation that sailed off to fight in the Atlantic and the Pacific, they didn't expect to come home. So their farewell was pretty much believed to be the last time they're going to see their loved ones. But they went so that you, as a baby, didn't get a bayonet in the crib or be sent to a gas chamber. And one of the stories that came out of World War II was a Jewish guy in an outfit, and there was one big bully rebel who used to harass him all the time for being Jewish. And the Jewish guy couldn't stand him. He couldn't stand him. But he had to suck it up. So they went to Normandy. And they got caught by the Germans at the Battle of the Bulge. And as they were lining up the captured Americans, a German officer said, "Anybody that's Jewish, go over to this table here and fill out a form." So the Jewish guys started to go over to the table, and this One guy started to do the same, and the rebel that used to break his chops all the time said, "Don't you move. You're with us." So he didn't move, and all the guys that filled out the form went to the gas chambers. You won't read that story in the news because we never trumpet our losses. But that's just one story of one guy. I have a Star Spangled Banner on a vinyl record. It's got 47 scratches in the record. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans, some as young as 16 years old, who took a bullet, so I didn't have to take one. George Patton loved universal military service. Every American must serve their country. The draft was 2 years, and Patton said, "Never let the enemy pick the battlefield. You pick the battlefield." And a lot of us are making that mistake right now. We're in trouble. We're being undermined from within. Okay, so having said that, we're going to go to a tune that's a Brazilian hymn, but the Brazilians took it and made it half a hymn and half a love song. It's called Santo Santo, and it's not being sung in Portuguese, it's being sung in Spanish. And the girl that's singing it is from Florida, a very popular singer. Gloria Estefan.
De rodillas yo te pido, escucha mi oración. Un humilde enamorado que perdió su corazón. Desde que se fue el amor, yo no he dejado de sufrir. Sin cariño, no sé qué será de mí. No es tanto lo que pido, mi querido redentor. Solo quiero aquel amor. He pasado tantas noches anhelando su pasión. Y que vuelva a sonreír mi corazón.
Santo, santo, yo te canto.
Santo de mi devoción.
Santo, santo, yo te pido.
Aunque está tu corazón.
Santo, santo, yo te ruego. Ponle fin a este dolor.
Devuélveme aquel cariño. Santo, santo.
El amor.
He pasado tantas noches anhelando su pasión y que vuelva a sonreír mi corazón.
Santo, santo, yo te canto.
Santo de mi devoción.
Santo, santo, yo te pido
conquistar tu corazón.
Santo, santo, yo te ruego con destino a este dolor.
Devuelve
Hollywood doesn't do the American image much justice. It's not the same Hollywood. Did you know? In the 50s, you could not get a divorce in the United States. The only people that got divorces were Hollywood actors and actresses. And they had to go to Mexico to get it. There were no divorces in the USA. Now look, we won't go there. But let's say goodbye to Hollywood. I told you about that vinyl record, 47 scratches made by the cast of World War II. Here it is. Wait till you hear the oceans roar. When you burn that flag, you're burning the soul of an American soldier who gave his life for you. Here comes the ocean. Okay, we're back. This is a nice love song.
What?
I got something for you. Beautiful. The things I love. So how we doing? We had a guy that worked for 4 years, day and night, took very little sleep to rebuild America. He laid the groundwork for our success. Never took any credit for it, just went back to work. He tried different ways to achieve his goals. 70 years we've been working on peace in the Middle East. And he bypassed the blockers and built direct relationships with countries who wanted to do business with Israel. Meanwhile, the politicians played everybody. Nobody has loved this country more than Donald Trump. Nobody has done more for this country than Donald Trump. He lost money being president. He didn't care. He wanted money in your pocket, not his. He fought the Chinese virus, and he got it successfully completed in the factories, and he had the military ready to do the deliveries, and now the Democrats don't know what to do. They can't figure out how to get it into your arm. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Biden is sending jobs back to China. The first thing he did was destroy our ability to be oil independent. The first thing he did, he shut down the pipeline. The pipeline that was making us totally independent from people that just want to milk us. Biden put miners out of work. Biden put pipe fitters out of work. The first thing he did, he didn't hesitate. He ran right out there with a stroke of pen and put 1,000 people out of work in 10 minutes. And the union bosses, I heard one of them, Trumka, say today, he shouldn't have done that first. What does that mean? He should have waited when nobody was looking? Yeah, forget about it, man. We lost the best. And you know what? We got to get them back. And if we find out that this vote was rigged, like the pillow guy says, we got to put them back on the presidential seat and go back to making money and living better than we are right now. So, I'm going to give you a treat. You know the legendary Buddy Holly? I have a tape of a song that he made in the studio. And if you listen, you can hear him get his beginning note to start the song. And I think a woman is also directing. She'll say, "Pitch, Ernie." And this is the original recording of True Love Ways.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Pitch, Ernie.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love ways.
Okay. Did you know that there were two anthems that were decided upon as the national anthem? You know, the Star Spangled Banner. Do you know what the other one was? The other one was the Battle Hymn of the Republic. We're going to close with the Marine Corps hymn. In case you don't know it, U.S. Marines are the ones that take the most casualties in combat. They're the front line. And so, they deserve a lot of love and respect because they know what's going to happen when they hit the beach and what their chances are.